This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are 70 days from tax day right now. 70 days left to figure out what is what in this, the first filing season under the new 2017 tax code. It lowered taxes for a lot of people and companies, as you know, but it also changed the tax code to make up for some of that lost revenue. And one of those changes has to do with how much you pay in taxes when you are awarded money in a lawsuit or a legal settlement. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that story.
Last year, Brian Vastag got a big legal settlement. Vastag used to be a reporter for the Washington Post. He wrote about science.
You know, astronomy and space and dinosaurs and human evolution.
Then in 2012, when he was in his early 40s, he got sick with chronic fatigue syndrome. He eventually had to stop working.
I was basically bedbound for most of 2013 and part of 2014. It was very hard for me to get out of the house and do anything.
Vastag filed a claim with his company's disability insurance provider, Prudential, and it was denied. So he hired a lawyer, sued, won, and then got an additional settlement. But that pile of money shrank quickly. First, he had to pay his lawyer. She was working on contingency. And lawyer's fees can run up to 30, 40, even 50%.
So, you know, the settlement I got from Prudential, the attorney's fees never touched my bank account. I never saw that money.
Then came the taxes. And this is when he got a pretty big shock. His accountant told him that under the 2017 tax reform law, he'd have to pay taxes on the entire settlement, including the part that went straight from the insurance company to his lawyer.
It makes it harder for me to have a stable financial plan. It's a big hit, and it was a hit I wasn't expecting I'd have to take.
So look, taxes are complicated, and there is a lot of fine print here. But let's just say, before 2018, if you had to pay taxes on a legal settlement or money you got in a lawsuit, you generally didn't have to pay taxes on the part of it that went to your lawyer. Now, with just a few exceptions, you do. Rob Wood is a tax lawyer in California. He represents a lot of clients who get settlements.
I think disbelief is probably the biggest reaction.
Wood says this change applies to a seemingly endless list of cases.
You sue somebody for defamation. You sue a stockbroker or financial advisor for bad advice. You sue your neighbor for trespass. You sue the police for false arrest.
And having to pay taxes on lawyers' fees can make a big difference, especially for people who are relying on settlement money to make them whole, like Elijah Armstrong. He's 22, and he's a student at Penn State. He went to high school in Jacksonville, Florida, where he ran into a problem. The lights in his math class kept flickering.
I am a photosensitive epileptic, and that caused me to have seizures.
He couldn't get the school to move the class or fix the problem in another way. So eventually he sued, and later, after graduating, got an $80,000 settlement. A third of that went to his lawyer. But this was before the new tax law, and he didn't have to pay taxes on that third, which was a big deal because he had bills to pay from that time in his life.
Hospital bills, there were another set of lawyers that I had to pay for, and then I come from a single-parent household, and my mom had to take off work to take me to the hospital. Like, the goal was to break even. Because I had lost so much money.
Breaking even could be even harder now for people who have to pay taxes on their lawyers' fees. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.